Business owners know every missed call is money left on the table. For $15 a month, get a dedicated business number with OpenPhone. You can manage calls, assign conversations, send auto replies, and skip voicemail with OpenPhone's AI agent that captures leads 24/7. Join over 60,000 businesses using OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. They'll even port your existing numbers for free. openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls. No missed customers.
Ripping it with Ryan coming up at noon. Ravens, believe it or not, training camp less than 2 weeks from today. Preseason opener against the Colts less than a month from today. I think I'm already putting money on the Ravens getting 2.5 against the Bills in the season opener. But here to talk about the team the way it looks on paper right now, which it appears to be pretty strong. Window Nation guest hotline, Baltimore Banner, joins us every Friday. Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, what is up? Happy Friday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Sorry if you hear any background noise. I'm at a Mark Andrews event right now, but I can hear you loud and clear on mine.
All right, Mark Andrews, since you're there and you're covering old 89, we know the end of the last season did not go well for him. It was inglorious, quite frankly. Took a lot of heat. We did it here on the show for not addressing the media immediately after the fact, because we all want to hear people say, hey, I sucked. Yeah, we know that, but we want to hear you say it. As he goes into this final year of his contract, if you're putting a number on what his expectations could be production-wise, what do you expect for Mark Andrews this year?
I don't know. I mean, like, as you guys know, there are so many mouths to feed in this offense, and there could be games where this team rushes for 350 yards and games where Lamar passes for 450. It's just as simple as that. So I think I probably would say Mark finishes with more receiving yards than he did last year, which, you know, wasn't exactly a banner year for him. But, you know, it was refreshing to just talk to him today. He said he's very lean. He feels explosive, which matches, I think, what we saw in OTAs and minicamp. You know, he was, I think, pretty forthright about the past, 6 months or so. You know, he said he's ate a lot of SH blank blank for what happened there in Buffalo. But, you know, he always puts on a good and happy face. I think he's in a good place mentally. I think he's in a good place with, you know, his family and friends, and, you know, loves the tight end room, obviously. So he seemed in great spirits. You know, he looks great, obviously. Again, kind of looks more like a wide receiver than a tight end just because of how lean he is. I've learned never to bet against Mark Andrews, and I would start this year.
Hey, Jonas, are you surprised that they don't have any extensions done thus far, or are you expecting any to be done by the start of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I would hope that Lamar's deal gets done ASAP, because I think that would clear the deck for a lot of others. I think generally these, you know, summer hiatus weeks are usually pretty quiet. Like, occasionally we'll see a procedural move from DaCosta, you know, claiming someone or putting a tag on someone, but obviously there's not a lot of cases that apply in this situation. So I think, you know, I guess we kind of forget that the Ravens got that deal done with Broderick Washington when everyone was expecting them to get a deal done with Nami Madubuike a couple off seasons ago. So maybe it is something that's under the radar and low-key, you know, like a Charlie Kohler deal, or maybe, you know, obviously Travis Jones, that would, I think, be a pretty medium to high-key deal, but I think that would be a good bit of business considering what he might be in store for in 2025. But yeah, I mean, like, obviously when you get these guys in the building, you get the chance to, you know, discuss brass tacks, and Eric Costa will probably be back from whatever vacation he's on. And hopefully we can see some movement, because there's a lot of really good young pieces that the Ravens need to get under contract.
Hey, Jonas, what are you expecting from Ajabo in training camp?
I'm expecting to answer a lot of questions about how he's on the outside looking in on this roster level at this point. You know, I just don't know. When you think about Adafe being, you know, oh, he's always been a speed guy, and now he's going to be a speed to power guy. You have Mike Green, who I think we all expect to be a speed rusher. So is that going to make Ajabo just look like a pale imitation when you kind of stack his reps against everyone else's? I mean, obviously, we can't really tell what these guys are doing until the pads come on, which is going to be a frustrating wait, you know, after the start of training camp. But he just needs to kind of flash the way he did in the preseason last year. I think, you know, what's the game against Atlanta where they finally looked like he was doing some good stuff, and that came after some training camp practices where he was actually tearing off the edge and showing that burst that he had at Michigan. So, I can't say I'm as optimistic for his season as I am for Mike Green's or for Adafi Owe's, but I'm sure he's been putting in the work, and hopefully for his sake, he's able to put himself in a position where he can contribute on special teams, because I think he played like fewer than 40 total snaps there last year, and if he has any chance of making this roster, if he's not going to be an elite pass rusher, it's probably going to be contributing in another phase of this game.
Jonas, if they bring in a veteran, when do you think they would? I'm guessing, in what position do you think they would bring in a veteran?
Well, if the kicking competition is just a complete disaster, then that probably will have to be an option.
Yep.
But other than that,
what about inside backer, inside backer, safety, O-line?
Yeah, I think you can always find decent pieces at inside linebacker. I'm not sure what the market is there right now. But again, I think the biggest drop off on this Ravens roster from, clear 1A to number two is inside linebacker. I mean, just looking at the splits last year for how Roquan got better after Trenton Simpson got benched, pretty stark, pretty concerning. Obviously, I think we're all expecting him to be better in year three, but there's not a lot of other stuff there. Buchanan, I think, will be a good piece, but it's really tough for linebackers to do anything productively as a rookie. And then Hummel is basically a special teams guy. So if there are guys who are floating out there who you think can give you a Chris Board or Malik level of effort or contribution in some way, then I think you probably won't have to pay too high a premium to go get them.
Preseason games, do any of the top 22 play?
Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.
I think probably it would make sense to see Trent Simpson out there again. He got his feet wet in the preseason last year, and I think obviously he wasn't great, but I did think that helped him. Other than that, it's tough to kind of roll through the Rolodex and see a lot of guys that you would want out there. Probably like a Voorhees, just so he can get his feet wet as well. I think it never hurts to give Falele as many reps as possible, considering this is still kind of a new position for him. But other than that, you're talking about a lot of guys with high profiles and injury situations that you don't want to expose them to. So it's really tough for me to find guys besides the young guys. And I guess that could even include Malachi Starks, who you would want out there more than like a series or so.
In that response there, Jonas, how important then is the Colts and the Washington practices?
Well, I wish there were multiple of them because I enjoy them.
I do too. Yeah.
I think it usually ends up being that the first day is kind of nasty, and then it bleeds over to the second day. We get fights, and then we get Ravens PR mad at us for talking about the fights. So I think it's instructive in as far as they can be, because you are getting one-on-ones, you are getting wide receivers versus DBs, you're getting O-line versus D-line, and all that stuff just reminds you maybe where exactly your best guys are relative to another team's best guys are. But, as long as they stay healthy, as long as it's all kind of in good nature and there are actually productive reps, I remember the Ravens kind of having their butts kicked for a little bit in a joint practice against the Panthers a couple of years ago, and then the Ravens had a really good season and the Panthers didn't. So you don't want to make too much of it, but as a fan and a spectator in the media, I am always a fan of seeing these guys as much as possible.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joining us, Biddy and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Featured Artist Friday. Last thing for you, Jonas. TJ Tampa, your optimism level for him being somewhat of an impact player this year is what?
Yeah, I was pretty high on him, and they went and signed Jair Alexander. So it's TBD on what exactly he'll be. You know, it seemed like he was kind of splitting those first team outside cornerback reps in OTAs and minicamp with, Uzi, however his name is pronounced. So I thought he looked good. You know, obviously he wasn't perfect, but you can see the size. You can see the ball skills. I don't think you need to be a 4-4 burner to make it in this league when you've got his levers and his size. And you think of what Kamari Laster was able to do for the Texans last year. I don't know if TJ Tampa can put those kind of clamps on guys, but I do think someone with his physical ability can make it difficult for some of the smaller wide receivers in the NFL. So I'm excited to see how he can develop. And you know, the great thing about the Ravens now finally having a wide receiver room is that it doesn't matter if he's on the first team defense or second team defense, because he's probably going to be playing some pretty good guys out there.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jonas.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There's Jonas Schaefer. We'll come back, whip around, talk about what happened in the world of sports last night. And historically, some pretty cool stuff here locally. So stick around for that. Bottom of the hour, Dave LaMonica, TerrapinTimes.com. Buzz Williams has put together his staff for the 25-26 season. The roster is set as well. So all of a sudden, Maryland basketball man goes from, man, they're going to suck and it's going to rebuild to, boy, they better make the tournament. And it looks like Maryland football took a recruiting blow last week. Could this be one of many for the class of 26?
Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.